Welcome to the Believer's Walk of Faith, empowering believers through teaching, preaching, and demonstration of the uncompromised Word of God to fulfill their highest calling and change this world through Jesus Christ, to glorify God in all we do, to train up and send out believers, to cover the whole earth with the knowledge of the Lord. Welcome to the Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, this is Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We have a really good teaching for you today. It's called Receiving Our Inheritance. Now, this is in the series that we call Possessing Our Inheritance, but we're in this last area called Receiving Our Inheritance. Now, this is a must-have teaching for the body of Christ. Why? Because it's telling us how to receive what Jesus died to provide. Now, Mark 11:24 is one of our major verses that we're using. It says, "Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." Now, don't look at that verse and say, hey, when I pray and after I pray, I'm going to believe I receive. That's not what it said. It says you have to believe you receive when you pray. And that's why a lot of people in the body of Christ have not received what God says is theirs, because they're putting it in the future, and there's really no future in that. Once you pray, you must receive what you prayed for as yours, then, and only then, will God be able to give it to you. Now get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. Let's go into it. It's called Receiving Our Inheritance. Turn to 2 Kings chapter 18, please. 2 Kings chapter 18. Now in the 14th year of the king of Hezekiah, did Sennacherib, king of Assyria, come against all the fenced cities of Judah and took them. And Hezekiah, king of Judah, sent to the king of Assyria to Lachish, saying, "I have offended. Return from me. That which thou puttest on me will I bear." And the king of Assyria appointed unto Hezekiah, the king of Judah, 300 talents of silver and 30 talents of gold. In other words, about $30 million. And King Hezekiah did what? He gave all the silver that was found in the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king's houses. And at that time that Hezekiah cut off the gold from the doors of the temple of the Lord and from the pillars which Hezekiah, king of Judah, had overlaid, and gave it to the king of Assyria. What is the devil doing now? He's coming after him. And he's coming after him and intimidating him. You hear what I'm saying now? And I mean now, verse 17, "And the king of Assyria sent Tartan and Repsaras and Rabshakeh from Lachish to the king of Hezekiah with a great host against Jerusalem. And they went up and came to Jerusalem, and when they were come up, they came and stood at the conduit of the open pool, upper pool, which is in the highway of the fullest field. And when they had called to the king, there came out to them Eliakim and the son of Hilkiah, which was over the household of and Shebna, the scribe, and Joash, the son of Asaph, a recorder." Verse 19, "And Repsaleh said unto them, Speak you now to Hezekiah, thus saith the great king, the king of Assyria, what confidence is this wherein you trust?" Whoa. And let me tell you, he began to talk about their God. Verse 21, "Now behold, thou trusted upon the staff of this bruised reed, even upon Egypt, on which if a man leaned, it will go through his hand and pierce it. So is Pharaoh, king of Egypt, unto all that trust in him. But ye say unto me, we trust in the Lord God. Is not that he whose high places and whose altars Hezekiah has taken away and has said unto Judah and Jerusalem, ye shall worship before the altars of Jerusalem? Now therefore I pray thee, give pledges, give some taxes now to my Lord. In other words, wait a minute, who are you trusting in? You mean you trusting in the God that just allowed us to defeat the cities of Israel round about you? I mean, you gonna trust that? See, now notice what the enemy is doing. The enemy speaks words to wear you out. See, he's coming after your confidence. He came after David's confidence. The Goliath began to curse David by his gods. What is he trying to do? Break your confidence. If the devil can get you to bow, or make bad confessions, or start compromising as he comes after your confidence, he will eventually overcome you. That's why there's always exaggeration of strength in battles. It's coming to weaken whoever the enemy is, whoever this one who is boasting is coming against. Great boasting weakens the opposition. Muhammad Ali, before he would fight, he would tell him, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you in three, because the days of the and, you know, rhyming and so forth. But notice what he was doing. He would point right at their face, say, you going down in two. And you follow what I'm saying? Now, what is that designed to do? It's designed to come after your confidence. Lord, have mercy. The X-ray that has the disorder on it, it's designed for your confidence. Now, you gotta hear what I'm saying. The newspapers that come out with bad reports, it's designed for your confidence. Say amen to this. I'm just saying the enemy uses this because he's got to get your confidence, because your confidence shores up your faith. It keeps you bold. It keeps you on the winning team. You see, victory needs confidence. Glory to God. So I'm only saying here, because you're in a battle. Now, some people think, well, I mean, I must have missed God somewhere, because it looked like Satan just coming against me. No. I won't differ with you. You have been born in the middle of a war. You have been born in the middle of a war. I mean, look at Jesus. Jesus warred from the time he was born to the time he died. When he was born, Herod put out a thing that says, kill all the babies 2 years old and under, didn't he? Jesus was born in a war, and you are born in one. You are born in the middle of a war. You're in the middle of a war. Please get that. So every time you try to take some ground, battle is necessary for you to go anywhere. So get ready to fight. Glory to God. But we don't fight naturally. We fight the what? The good fight of faith. Now look at 2 Kings chapter 19, and you see here, and it came to pass, verse 1, when the king Hezekiah heard it, that he rent his clothes, he covered himself with sackcloth, and went into the house of the Lord, and he sent Eliakim, which is over, was over the household, and Shebna, scribe, and the elders of the priests, covered with sackcloth, to Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos. Now, why do you think he's sending him to Isaiah? What do you think he wants from Isaiah? He wants a word, because the word is going to give you, come on, it's going to give you confidence. It's going to give you confidence. Folks, I was teaching my staff the other day, and I said, do you all know anything about angels? I said, do you know about them? Do you know they're ministering spirits? Yeah, okay. But do you know they've been sent for you? Well, okay, yeah. All right, well, do you know they're in camp around about you right now? Now, that's Psalm 34:7. Do you know they're around you right now? Do you know right now how strong they are? Well, all you have to do is look over here in 1 Kings. You'll see that one angel destroyed 140,000 men. Well, if that be the case, and Jesus said when they tried to attack him, said, listen, if I wanted to, I could pray the Father, and he would send me 12, come on, legions of angels. Well, if he sends me 12 legions of angels, and a legion is anywhere from 2,000 to 6,000 men, and that's 2,000 to 6,000 angels, let's just take the low side, 2,000. So if he sends me 12 legions of 2,000, how many is that? How many? 24,000. So if 24,000 angels and one angel destroyed 140,000 men, and I got 24,000 angels for me, how many people do I have the potential to destroy, come on now, with my angels? How many was that? That was how many billion? It was something like 4 billion, wasn't it? Notice what I'm doing. I'm meditating. I'm meditating. See, I just took angels and began to meditate it. Now knowledge is coming, and you can't build confidence without knowledge. See, knowledge, it puts away fear. See, if you are fearing so, boy, I felt like my heart. And so went to the doctor, and the doctor found out you ate some bad pork chop. Okay, so you all of a sudden, oh, man, I sure am glad of that. What happened? Fear left because knowledge came in. Come on now. Now, the Bible says, how fast do angels move? They move at the speed of light. A light. So, okay, light is 186,000 miles per second. That's how fast light moves. So, if angels are moving that fast, that means that angels can circle the earth 7.5 times in a second. See, you never knew that, because you never stopped to think about it, to meditate on it, to build confidence, to get bold. Because when you know you got somebody with you, that one of them can destroy 140,000 soldiers. That's not all. You study angels. You'll never fear again. The only reason you fear is because you lack knowledge. You have none. You're just waiting on another sermon. You've never taken one place and Selah. Stop right there. Just stop right up here. I'm going to stop at these angels right up here, because I'm going to see what I got coming in here with me every Sunday when I come up in here. Now, to activate them, that's in there too. And nothing will hurt you.
Yes, sir.
Now turn to John 16. See, this, I didn't show you the rest of this. Lord have mercy. Well, anyway, he went to send them to Hezekiah. Hezekiah sent a note back. He took that note, took it into the house of God, the temple, and he spread it out and began to pray that note. He began to pray the word, but that word gave him confidence. And when that word gave him confidence, it's all over them but to shout. You see, here's the deal about fear. Fear, whatever you fear becomes your master. Where did I tell you to turn? John 16. Whatever you fear becomes your master. Oh, Pastor, I feel going broke. That'll become your master. The devil can't do anything to you without fear, like God can't do anything for you without faith. Well, Pastor, I fear that this, I'm going to get sick. Okay, that's become your master. Do you hear what I'm saying? A man or woman naturally becomes the victim of whatever they fear. That's why you're to fear nothing, not a thing. You fear old age, you fear accidents, you fear sickness, you fear disease, you fear death, you fear change, you fear failure, you fear you're going to sin, you will sin. You fear success, you fear school, going back to school. Yeah, whatever you fear becomes your master. It will govern you. Do you fear sorcery and witchcraft will touch you? It will. Won't touch me. You gotta come. You gotta understand, folks. Fear is Satan's master weapon. He tries to do something to take away your confidence. And once he takes away your confidence, fear pops up. But here's what it says in John chapter 16 and verse 33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Let me give you another translation. I have deprive Satan of his right and his ability to hurt or destroy you or make you fail. I have deprived Satan of his right and ability to hurt you or make you fail. Nothing can stop you but you. Come on, your auntie can't stop you. Your spouse can't stop you. Your kids can't stop you. Watch this. Racism can't stop you. Come on, Republicans can't stop you, Democrats can't stop you, Independents can't stop you. Come on now, help me now. I'm taking you into a category that other people in the earth don't have. You are a part of the strongest, most powerful institution that's ever been in the world. Stop looking at yourself like they look at themselves. Stop looking at that news media and complaining and saying the same things that the world say. You don't have to do that. You are a registered overcomer. God has put you on the list. Come on now. What am I saying? I'm saying you go through some scriptures that build your confidence, you rely on. Now understand the devil is deceptive, and that's his job, to deceive people. And he wants to make them fail, of course, but he wants to deceive them. And so he comes with circumstances. But remember, circumstances cannot stop you. I said circumstances cannot stop you. Isaac was in a land of famine. Did it stop him from sowing seed and reaping a harvest? All right, Jacob worked for a trickster named Laban, and Laban defrauded him out of his money, but did he eventually take everything Laban had? Notice, people who are bosses over you, who are stealing your money, still can't stop you. How about Joseph? Joseph was a Jew in Egypt. Could racism stop him? No, it couldn't stop him. How about Paul? And Paul, here he was, glory to God. Let's turn to that, and we'll finish up there. Turn to Acts chapter 27, verse 20. And neither sun nor stars, when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was what? Taken away. No hope. No hope in your situation. No hope in that body. No hope in your finances. No hope in your children. No hope. But listen, when you don't have any natural hope, get some supernatural hope. Verse 22, now I exhort you to be of good cheer. Look at that, in the middle of no hope. For there shall no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night, what? an angel of God whose I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God has given thee all them that sail with you. In other words, you the boss now, Paul. There, wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I what? Believe God that it shall be given as it was told to me. Yeah. When the devil comes against you, yeah, through somebody, through some circumstance, yeah, through some sickness, through some disease, you need to open up the Bible and say, I believe God. He said, by his stripes, I am healed. And when you do, look what God's going to do. One last verse. Psalm chapter 3, please. Psalm chapter 3, real quick. Glory to God. You are a registered overcomer. I said your name is in the overcoming book. God has already put your name there because you're going to get to the other side. Look at Psalm chapter 3 and verse 7. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all my enemies upon the cheekbone, and thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Let me tell you something. The Bible says Satan, as a roaring lion, roameth around, seeketh whom he may devour. Notice what it said. Satan as a lion. It didn't say he was a lion. It says he's trying to act like a lion. You see, God has broken his teeth. You see, he's going to gum you. He's trying to bully you, but he don't have no teeth anymore. God has knocked his teeth out, and you going to get to the other side. Now give the Lord a praise about it, because you are an overcomer. Well, now there are two things that I want you to get out of this particular teaching. One is that battles are necessary to get to where you're going if you're in the kingdom of God, because what we're doing is we're bringing in and ushering in a new kingdom into a world that has been darkened. So we're coming in with a new kingdom. And then secondly, that no one can stop you from reaching your destiny but you. Now, God made it that way. He's made it so that if you stay with his confession, his word, you stay with his thinking, with doing things his way, no one, nothing can stop you from reaching your destiny but you. These are two powerful truths. The address and phone number are on your screen. Order it right away. This is something that you must have in your library. It's Mark 11:24. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. So it's a powerful teaching. Well, this is Bill Winston. That's all we have for this time. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
Salvation, wholeness, peace, prosperity, and divine health. These are all part of your inheritance. How long are you going to have to wait before taking possession of the promises that God has already given you? Everything that you need has already been placed within you. Let's go up at once and possess our inheritance, for we are well able to overcome it.
Anytime you're going forward to fulfill the will of God or complete your assignment or get your promise, that battles are necessary for you to get to where you're going. So you're going to have to fight a battle. But you don't fight with sticks and stones and all of that. You fight the good fight of faith.
Receiving Our Inheritance is the third installment of the Possessing Our Inheritance series. In this series, Dr. Bill Winston clearly teaches what it takes to receive your inheritance.
Your confidence shores up your faith. It keeps you bold. It keeps you on the winning team. You see, victory needs confidence.
Order Receiving Our Inheritance today, and Dr. Winston will explain why no one can stop you from reaching your destiny but you, why confidence is essential to winning the battle, and much more.
So understand, not only did God give you the promise, but he's going to give you the grace and the faith to access it.
To order your copy of Receiving Our Inheritance, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.billwinston.org. Having the right image, confidence, and sense of ownership gives you the ability to possess what is rightfully yours. Continue to grow up in the knowledge and image of God and receive your inheritance. Order your copy of Receiving Our Inheritance today.
Help us fulfill the Great Commission by partnering with us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. To become a partner today, simply go online to www.billwinston.org and click on Become a Partner. Your giving to Bill Winston Ministries helps us take the gospel to your local communities and to the nations of the world. When you sow your financial seed today, know that every soul saved, every life transformed, and every family restored is accredited to your account. To become a partner or to sow a financial seed today, go online to www.billwinston.org. You can also write to us at Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, or call us at 1-800-711-9327. Thank you, partners, for helping us transform this world through the love of Jesus Christ.
Now is the set time for justice to prevail on God's people who have been oppressed with forces that have sat on their destiny.
Justice is one of the main channels through which heaven's economy shall manifest. So whatever is now tampering with your destiny in God, whatever's after your peace, your progress, your career, your business, your children, God is going to command vengeance.
In this timely teaching by Dr. Bill Winston, your confidence is reestablished and hope is restored for receiving your day of justice.
God has kept records of everything that has been done to you, that has been stolen from you, that has been defrauded from you, that has been robbed from you. God has records, and today,
in this series, Dr. Bill Winston reveals why this set time cannot be stopped. God brings forth justice, not you. Vengeance is not hate, but the love of justice, and so much more. To order your copy of Your Day of Justice, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303. By bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.billwinston.org. This is the set time to be victorious and win the battle in your day of justice. Pastor Bill Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center, located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. For more information, please call 708-697-5000. The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.